heart is filled with praise. Heart is filled with praise. Quickly if you can, we pray you feel welcome. We pray that you feel the presence of God. We pray that you feel, we greet you with salutations. We know that the presence of God is here. 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 The life giver, his presence is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him, for surely he is God, and there is none like him. If you can, quickly go and meet to your word, please. Go meet Isaiah 12 and 1. I'm not going to be for you long today, I don't think so. If I'm able to finish, I'll do the best I can. But my heart is filled with praise. 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 Isaiah 12 and 1 says, in that day, you will say, O Lord, hallelujah, I will praise you. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have, past tense, comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he also has become my salvation. With joy you will draw waters from the springs of salvation. And on that day you will say, give praise to the Lord. Glory. Proclaim his name. Make his works known amongst his people. Declare that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done a glorious thing. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry out and sing, O citizens of Zion, for among you, among you is the Holy One of Israel. Woo, Jesus. Jesus. Cry out and sing, O citizens of Zion, for amongst you is the Holy One of Israel. Amongst thee is the Holy One of Israel. Woo! Woo! Jesus. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One that is in the midst of thee. For great is the Holy One that's in the midst of thee. Great is the Holy One who's in the midst of thee. Father, speak today, preach today, teach today, whatever you would like to do. I am available to you. I am your servant, and I will do as you say do. I will say as you say do. Speak through my mouth. Speak through this digital space today. Come in a powerful way. And we'll bless you. We'll praise you. We'll thank you. Use me today. And I'll give you glory and I'll give you praise. In Jesus' name, something good, something God, something miracle, something sign, something wonder. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'm going to do the very best I can. Thank you. I see you from all over. Thank you for joining us. I see you. Bless your heart, every one of you. Grab your neighbor and pull them down and say, neighbor, the well, prophetic encounter. The well, prophetic encounter. Hey, neighbor, I'm looking for my prophetic encounter. Come on, you all tell him. I'm looking for my prophetic encounter. And he's looking for me. I'm looking for my prophetic encounter. And he's looking for me. I'm looking for my prophetic encounter, and he's looking for me. Matter of fact, you want to put a GPS on yourself and say, here I am. You might put a GPS on yourself and wave your hand and say, here I am. You're looking for me, here I am. You're looking for me, here I am. Since you're looking for me, here I am. Here I am, oh Lord. Here I am. Here I am. Ah, here I am, still standing. After all I've been through, still standing. Here I am. To your neighbor, the neighbor, I'm still standing. After all I've been through, the scars, still standing. I can look at you and tell you I'm still standing. You still take, come on, tell your neighbor, neighbor, you still standing. Come on, tell him, neighbor, you still standing. When it could have took you out, tell him, you still standing. When it could have broke you down, you still standing. You want to say, here I am. I'll dare you today, with the few fleeting moments we have, to say, here I am. I could have quit, but here I am. I could have gave up, but here I am. Still standing. Still standing. Here I am. Oh, you want to go run down the aisle and tell your neighbor, neighbor, go find somebody. Go find somebody who look like they depressed. Go find somebody who look like they're going through. And say, girl, sir, here you are. Still standing. Still standing. Here I am. Here I am. And I ain't tired yet. Oh, tell them, I may be weary, but I ain't tired yet. I may be hurting, but I ain't tired yet. I may be suffering, but I'm not tired yet. Here I am. Here I am. Still standing. Whoa. I'll tell you, if you don't sit down, I'm going to run. I tell you, if you act up, I'm going to run. Still standing. I feel victory just moved in the room. I feel victory just moved in the room. I feel victory just moved in the room. Victory just moved in the room. Victory has just, woo. Hey, here I am. Here I am. Grab your name, pull up down the David. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, hey, here I am. 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 Come on, let's preach the best we can. As we continue by the instruction of the Lord to talk about the well. You know, the well that is an underground spring that runs deep. Many times you cannot see it with the naked eye, but you know there's a source there. And the source comes from some place you do not know. But you can feel it, you can sense it, and you can know it, and you can taste it. The things I like about wells is that wells are not found at every location. They're only found in certain places and certain locations. My brothers and sisters, when God was meeting the Samaritan woman at the well, it was at a certain place and a certain time at a certain location. And Jesus said in the book of, according to the book of John, that I must go to a certain place at a certain time, at a certain location. For God has visited that place. You have a God, you should have a God visit me there. You should have a God visit me experience. You should have a God visited me experience. And where you have a God visited me experience, that's where you should say, I'm going to place a landmark and I'm going to dig a well right here. So that whenever you are in need, you can always revisit the place that God visited me. Because oftentimes in life, life's going to throw you a curveball. Life's going to throw you a punch. Life is going to throw something in your way that you don't not, that you have not even expected. Life is going to do something to you that you have no control over. And you're going to have to go back to the place to get your sanctity back, to get your will back, to get your mind back, to get your thinking back. You got to get to a place of God visited me here. And when you go to the place where God visits you there, something in your spirit will connect with the place of something. Your spirit will cause memory, your memory function, your memory muscles to activate in your life. And you're going to say, oh, I know what I'm going through, but I remember God visited me here. Everybody needs a God visited me place. You'll tell your neighbor before you for the very first time, neighbor, do you have a God visited me place? Because if you have a God visited me place, when things are not as you would seem to think they should be, you can go there and lean on that place and lay on that place and say, I remember when. This is one thing I like about God. God will tell you. That's why he gives you grace to lean on him. Grace is just leaning. It's his favor leaning in my direction. So I can lean on him. The song says, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm of God. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arm of God. Everyone should have a God visited me place. See, as we go deeper spiritually about wells are dug. The reason why God said dig wells are dug in hot climates. Oh my God, I like that. Wells are dug in the hot climates of Israel. When we speak of wells in the Bible, wells were dug in the hot climates of Israel. Without wells, life and produce will be difficult without the well. Life would be unsustainable without the well. Life would be unbearable without the well, because the climates of Israel used to get so hot that you could see, even have you ever been to a place where it's just so hot and you look on the road and you see the heat waves on the ground? And when you see the heat waves on the ground, that means it's hot. I don't know about you, but oftentimes when I was in Mississippi, I used to see these heat waves on the pavement. It was hot. And when it was hot, the Bible says, I want you to dig a well in a hot place. Oh my God. Here in the children of Israel will always dig wells in a hot place. Why? Because God would say, my brothers and sisters, you look for wells in Israel. Israel was the reason why he wants you to dig wells in unbearable places. He wants you to dig wells in unsustainable places. Because he knew that when the famine come, it wouldn't affect the well. Because wells are not above ground. Wells are under the ground. And when famine, when lack, when famine, when lack, when the enemy comes to attack with you on top, you know there's a well spring underneath. Oh, I'm already preaching. Wells represented life. Wells represented the activity of the word of God in your life. And the church, if we look at the house of Israel, it always reminds me of the church. So the church needs to find wells for the community. The church is the well for the community. Church is the well. Why? Because where the well was, the people would build their lives. Where the well was, they would build communities around the wells. They would build their families around the wells. They would build their business around the wells. They would build, oh my God, they would build their churches around the wells. Why? Because a well represented the church. That's why, brothers and sisters, that's why sometimes the enemy don't like churches. That's why the enemy fights churches and he fights ministries. Why? Because he understands that they represent wells. So the enemy will try to throw dirt in a well to muddy the success of what the well represents. The Bible tells us of how the Philistines, who were the enemy of the house of Israel and enemies of their success, enemies of their prosperity, enemies of anything that God was doing for them, they said, we got to throw dirt in their wells, because where their wells was, they prospered. Good God Almighty. Where their wells was, they prospered. Where their wells was, they became wealthy. Where their wells was, they had children. Where their wells was, So the enemy understood the importance of wells. The Philistines say, let's put dirt in their wells, because if they got dirty wells, they cannot feed their community. They got dirty wells, they cannot feed their family. They got dirty wells, their business would dry up. If they got dirty wells, their community would dry up. So the enemy understands the importance of the well. That's why he would send the Philistines. Philistines back in the days were the enemy of the house of Israel, were the enemies of the children of God. So they would come to cause chaos, they would come to cause dissension, and they would come to destroy whatever you had. The Bible says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Destroy what? Your well. Because he understood the importance of the wells. See, the reason why the wells were so successful is because Abraham and his son Isaac sowed seeds in a land that was watered by the well. And everything that was being watered by the well was prosperous. Everything was being watered by the well. Their seeds began to grow. Their land began to become green. Their inhabitants began to grow. Why? Because everything was wealthier around the well. Lay your hands on yourself and say, I believe there's a well that has an abundance of water that's getting ready to spring up and spring forth for me. My brothers and sisters, as you can see, I'm already talking about being around the well. That's being around the things of God, being around the living produce activity of God. And when you are by the well, you are by the activity of God, you are by the produce of God, you are by the strength of God, you are by the refreshing of God, you are by the replenishing of God, you are by this. When Jesus told the lady at the well, he said, my sister, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. At this well right here, oh, it's just not going to be spiritual. There's some natural effects that's going to happen at this well. Oh, go ahead, Pastor. There's some natural things that's going to happen at this well. If you keep drinking this well, the Bible says that the word of the Lord was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the more you drink of this well, whatever in this well is going to manifest itself through your flesh. Whatever this well is going to manifest itself through the spiritual world to the natural world. It's going to come through. Why? Because I'm hanging around the well. So here it is, the lady. Here it is. And so when Isaac was planting his seeds, he went to the well and got well water and planted the seed with the well water. And from the well water, his grounds began to become producing. My brothers and sisters, whenever you hang around the well water, oh my God, I'm helping myself. I'm talking about the church here. Whenever you hang around well water that's been dug deep, see, oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, the reason why the wells are important because they're dug deep. It's hard to get to. Jesus, it's hard to get to. So here is Abraham, and they began to dig wells deep because they understood the importance. And God began to tell them, I want you to make wells. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, I believe in this next coming season, there's getting ready to be wells redug in the church. There's getting ready to be refreshing, redug in the church. There's getting ready to be produced, redug in the church. There's getting ready to be a sanctification being redug in the church. There's getting ready to be a purification that's being redug in the church. There's getting ready to be an accountability that's getting ready to be dug in the church. There's getting ready to be a responsibility that's going to be redug in the church. There's getting ready to be a cleanliness that's going to be redug in the church. Because God understands that it's the church, hallelujah, that is his bride. And even though we do have some bad representatives, I got to say that too. Even though we do have some bad representatives, can I tell you this, brothers and sisters? If you are going to a well that has dirty water, it's time for you to leave that well. If you're going to a well that has no success, it's time for you to leave that well. Because God is springing forth some new wells that's bursting forth, that's full of fresh water for the saints of God. Fresh water for the saints of God. My brothers and sisters, so here as we go deeper, can I go deeper in the text? Because the text says here in Isaiah 12 and 1, I want to go to 12 and 3. It says, with joy you will draw water from springs of salvation. With joy, I withdraw. See, with joy, he said, with joy. See, with joy is not happiness. Happiness is based upon a natural feeling. Happiness is based and founded in a natural sense and based upon what I feel, based upon what I see, based upon my conditions. Whether my condition is changing or not, that makes me happy. But joy is not based upon my conditions. Joy is not based upon what I see. Joy is based upon an inside assurance that the one who promised is able to keep me. Joy is based upon I'm locked into an expectation that whatever comes my way, I still know that God can do it. Joy is based upon I have had a God experience in my life and I can depend on God to move for me. My joy is based upon, hallelujah, not whether my conditions are up and down, not whether I feel good or whether I feel bad. My joy has nothing to do with my feelings. My joy is a spiritual thing. Why? Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. What is the joy of the Lord? His word in your life. Scripture says the joy of the Lord is your strength. What is his joy? He says, my joy is the word. My joy is the word of God in your life. Because you can do all things with the joy of God in your life. That's why he says, make a joy-filled noise before the Lord. It don't mean go out there and just scream. It means say some word. Put some word noise in the atmosphere. Put some word noise on this. Put some word noise there, because if you put some word noise there, can you imagine if we walk in Walmart and you hear somebody say, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And after they say that, somebody on the other end will say, for the Lord is good. And then somebody will say, for his mercy endures forever. Then somebody will say, oh, he's been kind. And some all of a sudden, the whole atmosphere begins to pick up the joy of the Lord. It is pumping the well. My brother, that's why I believe that God still is moving by his power. I'm moving. Just believe it's by his power. And so in the text, if you notice, it says that I will draw. That speaks of it is ready to be accessed. I will draw means I must have tools to draw out of. And my tools to draw from the well is my tools of expectation. Say, neighbor, my tools to draw from the well is my tools of expectation. Because I just trust God can. I know that you and I are going to have an encounter that you're going to testify and that how God refreshed you. You're going to have an encounter that testifies that with my joy, I expected God and he came through for me. Because the tools to draw from the well is the tools of expectation. What is my expectation? God, I can trust you. What is my expectation? I know there's going to be an encounter with you that's going to testify of the refreshing of who you are. What is my expectation? What is my tools that you are the wellspring? What is my expectation? You are the fountain of life, and you are so deep underground, a supply of water continually that always exists, that's always faithful, that's always consistent in my life. What is my expectation? What is my expectation? You are the well of water that springs up into an eternal life fountain that waters my gardens. What is my expectation? That you are the well of living water. What is my expectation? You are the streams that are filling up my provision. What are my expectations? You are the well of strength. What is my expectation? You are the well that never runs dry. What are my expectations? You are the well. You are the well that you are. You are the well, and that you are my God. Wait a minute. I heard that before, that the Bible says you are my God. Oh, you mean tell me you the same well that you are the you God? You know who the you God is. It was you, oh God, that brought me through. It was you, oh God, that talked to me. It was you, oh God, that carried me. It was you, oh God, that strengthened me. It was you, oh God, that healed me. It was you, oh God, that talks to me. It was you, oh God, that keeps me. It was you, oh God, that healed me. It was a you, God. Yeah, you. You are the well of strength. You are the well. You are the well. So here we find in the text today that the man said, oh, you will praise me. Why will I praise you? Because I found out something about you. And what I found out about you is this, is that I will praise you even though you were angry with me, but your anger was turned away and you have comforted me. What is that saying? Your anger was turned away when you gave me Jesus. When you gave me Jesus, your anger was turned away. Why? Because the Bible says in Isaiah, it made you happy to whip him for me. It made you happy, thank you, Jesus, to whip him for me. It made you, glory to God, it made you happy to say, oh, my God, that my children are getting ready to come home because I have a lamb to sacrifice for them. Oh, my God, you were angry with me, God, but thank God you gave me Jesus. And because you gave me Jesus, you have comforted me, and this Jesus has become the God of my salvation. And because this Jesus is the God of my salvation, I will trust it and not be afraid. Not be afraid to what? Not be afraid that I'm going to turn around and go back the way I came. I like the old folks say a song. Oh, I looked at my hands and my hands look new. I looked at my feet and my feet do too. And then they sing a song. Oh, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. The place I used to go, I don't go no more. What I wanted to have before, I don't do that no more. Why? A change has come over me. Tell your neighbor, I'm pumping the well now. The neighbor, I'm pumping the well now. How am I pumping the well? I'm going to praise God. This is how I pump the well. I'm going to praise God with joy of salvation. I'm going to pump the well and I'm going to praise him because I'm going to give the Lord praise and proclaim his name and say that his works, and I'm going to make his works known above the people, and I'm going to declare his name to be exalted. Matter of fact, let's stop right here and say God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. Oh, since I'm going to exalt his name, the Bible says I'm going to declare that his name is exalted. God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and we have the victory. I feel like pumping the well, because the more I pump the well, the more I know that God, the purification of the water of the well is getting ready to spring forth, and the more I pump the well, how am I going to pump the well? I'm going to praise his name. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I know we got to go. Tell your neighbor, and I know the message is coming real soon, but you ought to tell them I'm getting ready to praise God, because as long as I have a praise on my heart, as long as I got praise in my mind, I'm going to pump the well, and I need to be refreshed. I need a new refreshing. I need a new replenishment. I need a new recovery in my life. So I'm going to pump the well, and I pump the well with my praise. Say, neighbor, with my praise, I'm going to pump the well. With my praise, I'm going to declare he's glorious. With my praise, I'm going to say he's exalted. With my praise, I'm going to say he's faithful. With my praise, I'm going to say he's good. With my praise, I'm going to say he's kind. With my praise, I'm going to say he's God. I'm pumping the well. How I'm going to pump the well. I'm going to pump with my praise. I'm going to pump it with my praise. Hey, nigga, pump it with your praise. And what are my praises saying? My praise is saying, you are the wellspring. My praise is saying, you are my source. My praise is saying, you are my strength. My praise is saying, you are the wells that never run dry. My praise is saying, you are the wellspring of my life. My praise is saying, you are the abundance of water. My praise is saying, spring forth on me. My praise is saying, take me deeper. My praise is saying, you are my joy. My praise is saying, your name is good. My praise is saying, I'm going to get with my brother and my sister, and we gonna join hands together and shake my sister's hand, shake my brother's hand, and we're gonna say glorious things. I'm gonna pump the well. How am I gonna pump it? We gonna say glorious things about our God. We gonna pump the well and say glorious things about our God. I'm gonna sing and cry and say glorious things about our God. We gonna make his name known with glorious things about our God. I'm gonna tell you what you can do for me. Tell God he's good. I'm just pumping the well. I'm just pumping the well. My praise is gonna pump the well. My hand clap is gonna pump the well. My giving is gonna pump the well. I'm pumping the well. Yes, I am. Praise! Good God Almighty, I feel like lifting him up, because when you praise God, you begin to pump the wells. And what am I pumping? I'm pumping so much that I can pour it out. I'm pumping so much that it never runs out. I'm pumping so much that my seeds can be wet. I'm pumping so much that the ground can be wet. I want to wet up my ground with the spring water of the Lord. Because if I wet up my ground with the spring water of the Lord, everything around me will be green. Everything around me, thank you, will be green. And the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want it. He leadeth me beside the green pastures. The green pastures that's been watered by the well. It's been watered by the well. And because it's watered, everything around me is green. Tell your neighbor, get ready for green season. Point to your neighbor, run down the aisle, slap them high fives. Get ready for green season. I'm pumping the well, I'm pumping the well, I'm pumping the well, so my ground can be wet. I'm pumping the well, so my community can be wet. I'm pumping the well, so my life can be wet. I'm pumping the well, so my business can be wet. I'm pumping the well, so that everything around me can be wealthy. I'm pumping the well, so that everything around me that gets well water will be refreshed, will be refreshed, will recover, will do green in your life. Slap your neighbor a high five and tell your neighbor, green is coming to me. God leading me behind green pastures. God leading me to where it's wet. God's leading me. Yes, he is. Tell your neighbor one more time, I'm pumping the well. I'm pumping the well. Tell your neighbor. The neighbor, he's pumping the well. Your praise will pump the well. Your praise will pump the well. Your dance will pump the well. Your waving will pump the well. Your singing will pump the well. I'm pumping the well because I want God to do something great in my life. I'm pumping the well because I expect God to do a good thing. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, my prophetic encounter is looking for me. Here I am, rain on me, rain. I'm pumping the well. Tell your neighbor, I'm pumping the well. I'm pumping the well because I know what the well was, my ground get wet. Everything around me will become fruitful. Everything around me will become tasty. Everything around me will become fruitful. Everything around me will become seeded. And when I got seeds in the ground, I got seed in the ground. That's why I'm pumping the well. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm pumping the well because I want God to move. Tell your neighbor, oh, neighbor, I'm pumping the well. I got seed in the ground. And because I got seed in the ground, I'm ready for my harvest. Pump the well, you'll get a harvest. Pump the well, you'll get seed. Pump the well, you'll get wealth. Pump the well, and you will find that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than you can ask or think. I'm pumping the well. Come on, let's do it prophetically. Tell your neighbor, let's pump the well. Let's pump the well. I need you. I need you where you are to pump the well. Come on, pump the well. Pull on the well. I need you. Pull on the well. Because at the well, there is a bucket. I gotta go. But before I go, I wanna tell you what's at the well. Can I do it like I'm Baptist? Can I do it like I'm Baptist? At the well where I first saw the light and the glory of the Lord. The well has a bucket, and the bucket is big, and the well has a rope, and the rope is a prophetic indication that grace is available, that no matter how far I go, there's rope, so I can pull it back up. The bucket is a prophetic indication that there is provision. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I want you to know that the reason I'm at the well is because there's a bucket that's waiting for me to let it down. And I have enough rope. I have enough grace, because the grace is the rope, the bucket is the provision, and I have enough rope. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you got enough grace to pull it down. You got enough grace to lower it down. You got enough bucket to put it down. And now, neighbor, I want you to throw your bucket in the well. And while you're throwing your bucket in the well, I want you to imagine what you're getting ready to pull up. I need you, my brothers and my sisters, I need you to throw your bucket down. Get ready to pull up what's in the well. Pump the well. I need you. Pump the well. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, pump the well. I need you now to throw your bucket in the well. Did you throw your bucket? Have you thrown your bucket? And now I need you to pull your bucket. Pull your grace. Pull your bucket. Pull your grace. Yes. Slap your neighbor a high five and tell your neighbor, neighbor, pull on the well. 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 I'm finished. I'm finished. When I looked at wells, wells had buckets and ropes. The bucket is prophetic provision. And the rope at the well is prophetic grace. And one thing I know is that the rope that at the well, the bucket was always bigger than my containers. The reason why God wants you to pump the well, because your buckets are going to be bigger than your containers. Because he is the bucket of life. And the reason why he gave you so much rope at the well represents, the rope represents provisional grace. I want you to be very clearly. The bucket at the well is bigger than your containers, so that after you pull on your provisional grace, and when you begin to pour the water out on the in your containers, the well water is going to get on the ground. God wants well water on your ground, so that it can be saturated with the deep things of God. See, well water is deep. He wants deep water on your ground. And when deep water is on your ground, your seeds will multiply more than you know. You must pump at the well. Tell your neighbor, pump at the well. Pump at the well. I shall have